Here we are in Parshas Shemos, and perhaps for today's shiur we'll think a little bit about the yachas of Moshe Rabbeinu to Bisyo Bas Paroi. The Bas Paroi saved him from the Yoyah, and interestingly enough gave him the name. Everybody knows about Moshe Rabbeinu, and why was he called Moshe? Because the Bas Paroi said that Ki min hamayim meshisihu, because I pulled him out of the water. And that is why she called his name Moshe. Now, it's not so poshut, the fact that the Torah adopted the name which Bas Paroi gave him. And that's a medrash in Shmois Rabbah. The medrash says, Scholon shel goyim lechasodim, that Shmois Rabbah aleph chof vof. Scholon shel goyim lechasodim. What is the schar of the goyim lechasodim? Af al pi, Shahabe Shema is Hoyuloy Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu had many, many names. We'll soon see about those. Loy Nikva Loy Shem B'chol HaTorah Elo K'moshe Kor Osoy Bisyo Bas Paroi. The only name which the Torah knows of Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe. And that is the name which Bisyo Bas Paroi gave him. V'af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Loy Koroi B'Shem Acher. And Rabbi Nisham himself talks to him about as Moshe. So, what are the other names which Moshe Rabbeinu had? What the Chazal is saying is easy enough, that Bisyo Bas Paroi was a Goymel Chasadim. We'll soon see what that means. But whatever it means, she was rewarded for it. And what was the reward? That although Moshe Rabbeinu had many different names, the Torah chose, and the Rabbi Nisham chose, to use the one that she gave, and that is Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe. So where are these other names of Moshe? That's a posuk in Divrei Hayomim. And it's kedai to look at the posuk, and then we'll see the Gemara in Megillah, which talks about it, and we'll see what we're talking about. So here there's a posuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph, Perek Dalet, Posuk Yud Ches. It's talking about Kolev. And what it says over there is like this. V'ishto ha-Yehudiya, his Jewish wife, Yolda bo es Yered Avigador, somebody called Yered Avigador, the father of Gedor, v'es Chever Avisocho, v'es Yikusiel Avizonorach, v'eile b'nei Bisyo Bas Paroi asher lokach moret. That's the pasuk, difficult pasuk. This whole section of Divrei Hayomim, the first 8 prokim, are all genealogical tables, and they're not easy to deal with, and we don't have to deal with them tonight in generalities. We can just deal with this particular pasuk. Again, v'ishto ha-Yehudiya, yoldo es Yered avigedoya, v'escheva avisocha, v'esikusiel avizonorach, ve'ele b'nei Bisyo Bas Paroi asher lokach moret. So just to look ahead a moment, moret is Kolev, because he rebelled against the Eitzah of the other Meraglim. So Kolev apparently at some point married this Bisyo Bas Paroi, who had had all these children. Now, who are all these children? So the Gemara in Megillah says that they are all names from Moshe Rabbeinu. That Bisyo Bas Paroi over here is the Bas Paroi which is mentioned in our Pasha, in Shemos, and that she bore Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean she bore Moshe Rabbeinu? She didn't bear Moshe Rabbeinu. Well, we'll see what the Gemara says. Let's see what the Gemara says. That's in Megillah Yud Gimel Omed Aleph. V'ishto ha-Yehudiya, Yoldo es Yored avi Gedor, ves Cheva avi Solcha, ves Yikusil avi Zonoyach, ve'ele b'nei Bisyo Bas Paroi asher lokach moret. So the Gemara says, Amai korele Yehudiya? Why was she called Yehudiya? Why was she called a Jewess? Al shem shekofro b'avodah zara. Because she was kofro in avodah zara, d'chsev, v'teret Bas Paroi lichotz al ha-yo'er, v'omar Rabbi Yochanan, sh'yodo lichotz megilulei beis aviyah. So the Gemara asks, Yolda? She bore? If these are all names of Moshe Rabbeinu, she didn't bore them. V'ho rivuya revise, she just brought him up, but she didn't bear him. So the Gemara loymeloch to tell you, shekala megadol yosayim v'yosayimu b'soich beisai, if somebody brings up a yosom or a yosoma in his house, ma'ale olav hakosov ke'ilu yaldo. The Torah looks upon it as though he were the natural parent. Okay, so she's called Ishto HaYehudiyo because she was kofrin avodah zarah, and she brought up Moshe Rabbeinu. Where's Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned in the pasuk? Zog the Gemara. Yored ze Moshe. Yored is Moshe. V'lomo nikro shema yored. She hired lohem liYisrael man biyomav. She yored lohem liYisrael man biyomav. Because the man came down. Yored means to come down. What is Moshe got to do with coming down? He has to do with the man coming down. So the man came down. So that's why he was called Yored. Why is he called a Gedoyah? It says Avid Gedoyah. Shegoda pietzaseyim shal Yisrael. That's because he was guided the pietzas. He fenced in. He made sure that the Yidden should remain looked after. Chover. Why Chover? Shechibes Yisrael lavien shebashomayim. Soichoy. Shenasel hem Yisrael kesuka. Yekusiel. Shekavu Yisroel lo el biyomav, the Yidden hoped toward the Rebbeinu Shalom during his lifetime. And Zonoyach, Sheizniach Avonoseim Shal Yisroel. And why Ovi, Ovi, Ovi? Avi, what's the pasuk again? Yored, that's the mon. Avi Gedoyah, Gedoyah is that he was guided the Pirzas. Vescheva, that he was Mechaber Yidden to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Avi Soichoy, Soichoy is like a sukkah. Vesi Kusiel, they hoped for the Rebbeinu Shalom, Avizo Noyach, Shehizniach, what was it? That Shehizniach, what does it say? Shehizniach Avonoseim Shal Yisrael, yeah. So why is Avi, Avi, Avi? It says three times Avi. So the three Avis are Av B'Toyro, Av B'Chochmo, Av B'Nevua. Okay? And so on and so forth. Now, so Chazal have a Mesoira that all these names in this very strange posuk are names of Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Torah had a choice. The Torah could have called him by any of those names. Would have been Chover Rabbeinu, or Yekusiel Rabbeinu, or Soicher Rabbeinu. Why Moshe Rabbeinu? Zog the Medrash that Kamos Chashel Goyim lechasodim, that the scha of the Goyim lechasodim is very, very great, because her name was chosen. Now, in what way was she a Goyim lechasod? So one supposes that she was a Goyim lechasod in the sense that she saved him. She saved him from the Yoyah, and then she brought him in, she adopted him, and that was her chesed. And so she was rewarded that her name was chosen. Now, there's a little thought about that, because it's difficult to see a very logical connection. Normally, when one talks about a scha, just like when one talks about an einish, for a certain action, that can be a bad action which brings about an einish, that can be a good action which brings about a scha, but one would suppose that there should be some kesher between the einish and the sin, or the scha, and the reward, and the mitzvah. So if the gemilas chased sodom of bisyo bas paro, if the gemilas chasodim was that she's adopted paro and brought him up as her own son, so why be rewarded by the fact that her name was chosen? What would be the connection? All right, mishtabnish on that kasha. It's not such a terrible kasha, but still it's something which is worth at least being Ma'ira. Is there a connection between the fact that she adopted him and that her son at her name was given? Now, let's first of all think a little bit about those names. We have the Gemara in Megillah Daf Yud Gimel, and we have the various explanations of the names. Chover, because he was Mechaber Yisroel to Avim Shebashamayim. Soicha, he was like a sukkah, Yekusiel, because he didn't hope, Zanoyach, because he forgot the Averis, and so on and so on and so on. Interestingly enough, there's another Medrash which interprets the names quite differently. And it's very, very interesting, because it's not only that it has different explanations, but the whole shetach of the name-giving is a completely different shetach. I'm reading from the Yalkut in Yalkut Shemoyne. That's page 108 for those of you who have these old-fashioned Yalkuts. So, Vayhi Miketz Shinosayim Vatavieyu Lebaspago Vayhi Lo Leben Vatikl Shemoy Moshe Kina Minamayim Mishisihu Ve'oviv Koro Lechove. She called him Moshe. But his father, that's Amram, called him Chove. Why did he call him Chove? Ki ba'avuroi chubar im ishtoi ashegirish. Because of Moshe, he was brought back. He was joined once more to his wife. He had been Megarish, his wife. And because Moshe had to be born, the Hashgacha made that he married Yecheved back. So he was joined to his wife. That's why he called her Chove. The imai korola yukusir. Yusir came from Yocheved. Why? Ki kivsehu el shodeha. Vayishivuho elokim eleo. She, when she bore him, and then she had to take this enormous step to put him into the river, which mother, Rachmona Litzlan, but she always hoped that she would one day come to nurse him again. And the Rabban Yisrael made that she did nurse him again. So she called him Yekusiel because he was the fulfillment of her hope. V'achoysoi koro lo Yored. Miriam called him Yored. Why? Ki ba'avuro yodo acharov el ha-yo'er. It says, Vateira, that she went down to the Yo'er. And so in her life, Moshe was Yored, the bringer down, the one who caused me to stand by the Yo'er to see what was going to happen to him. Lodas ma'yiye besoifar. V'ochiv koroloi avizo noyach lemer zonach ovi es imi v'heshev bavoze. He was thinking, he was already a little older when Abram divorced Yocheved, and so in his mind he says, wow, the picture I have of my parents is as people who divorce one another, and he was the one who brought them together again. Ukhoso menikosa kuroi loy avisoifa lemer kesuko hutzpan. Now why kohos and the meniko, I just don't know. But leaving that aside, we have over here another series of explanations for these names in the Divrei HaYomim Pasuk. Now I said that it's a different shetach. What I mean is like this, that it's really very striking. It's very striking that the explanations which the Gemara in Megillah gives, they are all explanations of the Tzibur. They are not personal cheshbainas, that a single person said, well, I experienced Moshe Rabbeinu in this way. No, he was called Yored because he brought the man down. He was called Soichoi because he protected Klal Yisroel like a sukkah, and so on and so on and so on. Masha Enken, the explanations in the Yalkut, they are all the personal experiences of the people. Whenever Amram looked down at his little baby boy, he said, wow, what a beautiful child this is. He brought me back to my wife. That was an unbelievable moment in my history, and I owe it to this child. I'll call him Chove. And Yocheved looked at him and she said, Yekusiel, I hoped, I never gave up hope, even when I dumped you in the river. I hoped that one day I would nurse you, and that's what happened. Miriam says, that's the high point of my life. The high point of my life is when I went down. That's what put me on the map of Klal Yisrael, that I'm the one who watched Moshe Rabbeinu in the river and got him Yocheved as the Menekes, and so on and so on. So what really happened? Is the source of those names the private and personal ideas of his parents and his brothers and sisters? Or is it Ki'ilu Klal Yisrael looks at Moshe Rabbeinu like a Chover, like a Yukusia, like a Soichot, and so on, like the Gemara says in Megillah? Now, and of course, there are no machloikesen in Midrashim. Of Dessler always talks about that. They're just different aspects of the same truth. So I imagine that what happened over here is like that, and that gives us another meiridige insight into the godless of Bisyo Bas Paroi. What is that insight? Avada Gewiss, L'chatchila, he always had these names. And when he had these names from the beginning, so certainly it was the personal predilections of his family, of his immediate family. That's how names are given. The father experiences the baby like this, the mother experiences the baby like that, and so on. The moiridige chinuch of the basparoi, the ishtoi ha-yehudiyo, yolda, yolda chazal says she brought him up. What lay in that bringing up? How did she mechanech him? How was she mechanech him? She was moiridig. She said to him, listen, my kid, right? You have in yourself the koyach of bringing down. That's why your sister called you Yored, because you brought her down to the river. But you can use that in a much, much bigger format. You can take it and become great with the koyach of Yored. You can bring the mon down for the Yidden. Chover! You've got this koyach, you can bring people together, wow. But don't be satisfied with just bringing one husband and one wife together. Be mechaber the whole of Kal Yisrael to their Father in heaven, and so on, and so on, and so on. And that's the pshat, that the Torah is meyaches Moshe to being born from Bisya. Chazal say, well, he wasn't born, she only brought him up. Yeah, but the vort is that she made him into a mensch. She made him into somebody who could metamorphose the small, private, selfish ki'ilu, little ways of looking at himself, and he could parlay that into a godless, to make the small into the big, the private into the public, and that's all the schus of Bishop Asparo's chinuch. Now the emes is that it's a big thing, but the truth is that the chinuch of Basparo went a lot further than that. And that is what I think, I really want to suggest, that the Goimle Chasodim over here, the fact that she was rewarded, that her name was chosen from all the other possible names, I want to suggest that that's not simply because she was nice and took him into her house and adopted him. What did she call him? Chazal says, the Gutaro says that she called him Moshe, ki min ha-mayim m'shisihu. So if you look in the Sefuna, and the Emes is, it's also Medrash, the Agodas Bereshis, the same idea. It says that the diktik doesn't work. How would we say, one who was drawn out of the water? How would we say that? We wouldn't say Moshe, we would say Moshoi. Somebody who was drawn out of the water is Moshoi. Moshe is a drawer. Moshe is somebody who draws out of the water. So she got it wrong. All right, she was Egyptian. But she got it wrong. She should have called him Moshe. Zog the Sephona, and the Medrash also. This was an unbelievable act of chinuch. What she was telling Moshe Rabbeinu was, Taira Moshe, listen to me. Yeah? I could have called you Moshe when you're outside playing in the yard, and I would call you in, Moshe, it's time for supper. And I would say to myself, Moshe, why is he called Moshe? Oh, because he was drawn out of the water. Who drew him out of the water? I did. Wow, this gives my life meaning. This makes me so happy and so proud. I could have done that, but I didn't. I called you Moshe. Meaning what? That you draw out. What do you mean you draw out? You didn't draw yourself out. But I'm teaching you something. I'm teaching you that if you were drawn out of the water, if you were drawn out of the water, it's now your obligation to draw other people out of the water. How do I know this Sefuna? I'm not such a big bokeh in Sefuna. But I listened once on a tape many, 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 many years ago. There was a Knesir Gedoyle in Eretz Yisrael from the Aguda, a few years after the war. And the Moitze Shabbos was a session which was devoted to Kiruv Rechoykem. So the main speaker was my good friend Boruch Horowitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of Dvar Yerushalayim. Of course, he was a big, big Kiruv man in Eretz Yisrael at that time and still. And so he was the main speaker at that Kiruv session of the Knesir Gedoyle of the Agudas Yisrael. And he brought this sefona, and he said, we are all Moshe's, we have to become Moshe's. All of us who are now alive, Baruch Hashem, like nowadays the generation who's listening to this, Shia is already, you weren't born probably in the war, but it's true for me, it's true for all of us of this age. We are all Moshe's. We were all really brought out. And what the Torah is telling us, that if you were Moshe, you have to become a Moshe. That's what first brought me into touch with this Chazal. So then I worked this out on my own then. That I think, is the chesed of the Bas Paroi. She was the Gaimel chesed, not because she adopted Moshe Rabbeinu. Instead, there was a big chesed. On the other hand, she could probably afford it. She was a Bas Paroi. But over here, she gave up her personal aspect of what happened. All the others didn't say, oh look, you were mechaber with my wife, well really you ought to become a mechaber of Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam. They stayed by their personal cheshbonos. She, from the word go, put herself into the background. It would have been so nice for her in her old age to have a moshoi around who would constantly remind her of this enormously wonderful deed which she did. But she gave that up. She was a goymel chesed. She was the big mechaneches. She says, much more important than that I should have a feeling of satisfaction is that Moshe Rabbeinu should understand his function in life. And by having called him Moshe instead of Moshe, I planted in him that koyach of parlaying his yored of Miriam into the yored of the man, his chover of Amram to the chover of Yisroel v'avim shebashamayim. So the story of Bishop Asparo is the story of chinuch to godless, to be able to get out of the personal, of the private, and to become a Klal Yisrael person, to use one's koyches not in the limited area of one's acquaintanceship, one's family only. Of course we have to use them there. But to be able also, on the basis of those koyches and skulas which the Ribbono Shel Olam gives us, to be effective within the smaller circle, to use those koyches, like to listen to Baruch Horowitz from so many, many years ago, they said that all of us are Moshe's, and Bas Paroi is calling to us across the ages, mein Kind, you are a Moshe, you have to become a Moshe. That can be very, very much stimulating to our sense of achrayus. Thank you.